I'm pleased to have someone who was actually there, if not on the floor, then outside at a protest with one of my favorite groups, and that is the Energy Action Coalition. And Maura Cowley, I believe, is joining us now to talk about some kind of action against Duke Energy. Thanks for joining me, Maura.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, what's it like being there at the convention?
Well, it has been fun so far. We've been putting the pressure on Duke Energy to leave ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. ALEC is a big right-wing front group that helps coordinate corporations and elected officials at the state level, and they've been pushing forward a number of voter suppression laws. And so we've been, you know, Duke Energy is a big funder of the DNC, and Jim Rogers, Duke Energy CEO, is a big supporter of President Barack Obama, and we find it very ironic that they are a member of ALEC and supportive of the president.
Has there been a lot of action, or is this the first targeting Duke because of the ALEC connection?
So, yeah, this is. We've been running this campaign for about a week now, started online with a lot of petition drives by a lot of great organizations. We have Credo Mobile, Credo involved, and Greenpeace, and a host of other folks. And so we've driven 150,000 petitions into Duke headquarters over the last week. And today we had a ton of action online. We took over their Facebook page, asking them to leave ALEC, to stop suppressing the vote. And then today we had a big action in front of the Duke headquarters.
Mm. What is Duke's track record? It seems to me, over the years I've been covering this Green Beat, that they were trying to at least position themselves as one of the eco-friendlier energy companies. Is that even remotely true, or was it all greenwashing,
yeah,
or am I not remembering correctly?
No, you're remembering correctly. It's another kind of grand irony that's been uncovered here. So, yeah, Duke Energy, you know, they say that they want to see action on climate change, that they want to see clean energy move forward, that they promote renewable energy. But their membership in ALEC is the exact opposite of those purported goals. ALEC is an anti-environment kind of has an anti-environment agenda. And so, yeah, you're right. It's a pretty big kind of they're trying to play both sides of the coin right now, I think.
Disconnect is running rampant everywhere on so many levels.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're
right.
Here. About how many protesters do you have, and are you getting any coverage, making enough noise? I hope so.
Yeah. We had about 30 people out there today, which is actually a good-sized protest for the DNC because there's a fairly challenging to protest here. So we had about 30 people out and lots of great coverage. And yesterday we actually were able to talk to Jim Rogers, Duke Energy's CEO. We went up to him after one of his events, and he said that he's hearing us. And so we're very hopeful that that means that he will soon be leaving ALEC.
Wow, that is exciting. You say it's difficult to protest. Is that because there are so many other demonstrations or because of security, or what would the reason be?
The security is very anti-democratic at the convention.
At the Democratic convention. Another irony. Let's take a minute.
A lot of irony.
And will you be there for the next couple of, well, I guess it's, what, another day? The convention wraps up tomorrow?
Yeah, so we'll be here through Thursday, and we're going to keep putting the pressure on Duke and asking him to leave ALEC.
And you'll follow up, I'm sure, afterwards. Really glad you're doing this. Let's take a couple minutes for those who don't know about the Energy Action Coalition. Aren't you sort of the youth arm of the climate change movement?
Yes, we are. So we coordinate a whole host of organizations, lots of different organizations, everything from small community-based organizations like the Southwest Workers Union in San Antonio, Texas, to kind of national big organizations like the Sierra Student Coalition, which is the Sierra Club student arm. And we represent young people on global warming, and young people really, really, really care about this change. We're the generation that's going to be most impacted by this issue. We're the generation that also has the most to gain in terms of training up for the new economy. And so, yeah, we've been pushing hard over the last 4 years to make sure that our President Barack Obama takes some strong stands on climate change, and now we're going to be pushing hard as we move through this election cycle as well.
And are you confident that if President Obama is reelected, that he will do more than he did in his first term and actually talk about climate change in ways that are not so cowardice?
I think that the biggest value that President Barack Obama brings is that he is responsive to the American people, And so I don't think he'll start talking about it on his own necessarily. Mm. But I think, you know, as young people, we plan to push him and make him talk about it. And then I think he will.
I agree. I say that's often the problem, because if you read between the lines, it seems that President Obama and other, you know, advocates of climate change in the legislature say, in so many words, there's not enough muscle behind the movement. We didn't hear from you. And it's almost like, you know, that gives them a reason to not go out front with it, because, you know, their handlers tell them it's a losing proposition because they hear so much from the other side. And so I think we do need to make a lot of noise and make it clear that we're watching and we're noticing the lack of, you know, conversation and leadership.
I totally agree. I think when we've pushed over the last 4 years, you know, we've really pushed, they've listened. So they slowed down the Keystone XL pipeline process. They have enacted some great regulations through the EPA, but there's a lot more that can be done, and I think we're going to have to be there, you know, for the next 4 years, fingers crossed, as well.
And being just as loud, it's hard to be louder than, you know, the millions of dollars that the Koch brothers and fossil fuel industry put in, but the truth is on our side, and that should be empowering.
Yes, it is.
And you say accurately, you know, this is going to be the hardest on your generation, but do you ever think about, you know, your children and grandchildren, and what if we don't reverse this, turn the ship around, it's going to mean for them? I mean, maybe you're too young to think about that, but with a daughter who's 17 and a step-granddaughter, I think, well, what about, you know, what about the rest of life to come, you know? Are we just giving up on them, and how dare we?
Yeah, I mean, it's a moral issue that we have to deal with. I think that for a lot of people that we work with across the country, you know, that's a really big choice, to have children or not to have children, and what's the future of not just the economy but the planet going to look like.
Mm. And I know that you have a summit in Washington. Is it every other year that you gather during the summertime?
Every other year, yes. Yeah. So we'll be getting back together sometime in 2013. Still figuring out the exact date, but, you know, for us, we're going to push as hard. We're going to bring 10,000 plus young people to D.C. and push as hard as we can to see action in the next term.
Great. Well, if you can have any middle-aged folks, I'd love to come and be part of it, if not watch it, because I'm so empowered.
Yeah, you're
by
more
what
than
you're
welcome.
Doing.
We would love to have you.
Wonderful. I know you've had Van Jones and Bill McKibben speaking. Any idea who the speakers will be this summer, or too soon to say?
Too soon to say, I think.
Yeah. Bill McKibben, by the way, he deserves, you know, certainly a lot of credit for kind of, I guess, taking the place of Al Gore, who's kind of left the stage in terms of, you know, political rabble-rouser, political in terms of climate change politics.
Mm-hmm.
He really has, in his very kind of low-key, you know, soft-spoken way, really rallied not only people around this country but around the world to take action, of course, with his, all through his organization, 350.org. And I love the name of that group because it does tell people who don't know what is happening, that we're actually closer to 400 parts per million of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere rather than 350. 350 was the supposed safe level, and we're, you know, quickly going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, they're a great organization. We love working with Bill McKibben and his crew. They're fun folks.
I think my point is quantifying it, you know, really can bring it home for people who otherwise had not really kind of tuned into the situation, when they hear that we're at 393, maybe 400 up in the Arctic, and heading quickly again, you know, away from 350. That really, there was an article in the Rolling Stones, I'm sure you probably saw it, magazine, Bill McKibben talking about the math of climate change, and it is frightening, and it must be even more so, you know, as a younger person just coming into your power. But I'm glad that you are coming into your power with Power Shift and Energy Action Coalition, and really applaud you for all the work you're doing, and know that we parents are behind you, and your children are in front of you, so lots of support from both ends, even if you can't hear future generations. And I don't mean to make light of that in any way. It's truly appalling what we're doing, you know, for those who are unborn and yet to have a voice. So thank you for what you're doing with your voices.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to thank you for joining us on short notice and for being with us in the Democratic Convention. Now we can say we were there, at least through the power of Internet radio. I've been speaking with Maura Cowley, and she is the Executive Director of Energy Action Coalition at the Democratic National Convention, protesting Duke Energy because of their alliances with ALEC, and also their image. They're trying to, you know, convey a corporate image of being friendly to the environment, and this flies in the face of that. So good for them for protesting. They have about 30 demonstrators there, and they actually did speak to the head of Duke Energy. So really, kudos, hats off to them. That does it for this edition of the Green Front Radio Show. Next week, we'll be speaking with someone from the League of Conservation Voters. They have a wonderful effort underway. Sign their petition if you haven't yet. They are trying to make sure that Jim Lehrer, who is going to be doing the debate, the first presidential debate, make sure that a question, at least one question, is asked of the candidates about what they're going to do on our very pressing energy issues and climate change. That's coming up next week on the Green Front at its new time slot, which is 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make that 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 to 1 o'clock on the West Coast. On the Internet, it's all the same. And if you missed part of the show, you can check out the archives at prn.fm, also my website at thegreenfront.com. Have a great green week.